You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us, as I have a special guest on the line with me from Holo's Hope. It is Amy Daugherty Thompson. Glad to have her on the show today as we talk about
Holo's Hope's mission to provide hope and healing to women survivors who have lived through human trafficking, prostitution, and addiction to empower them to find their purpose and live in freedom. They have a special event coming up, and we wanted to share about that, and we want you as a listener to find out how you can help Holo's Help today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about when you got started with Holo's Hope, and let's expand on the mission of Holo's Hope.
So I've been passionate about human trafficking victims and their recovery since I was a teenager, and so about two decades of a passion, and I'm a licensed therapist and have a private practice, so I specialize in trauma and abuse, and was just kind of had been thinking about a different purpose for myself, and back in February just felt God calling me to start a very holistic program to rehabilitate survivors of human trafficking, and found that there's not a whole lot of availability out there for women, especially here in Alabama. And you know, there's about 300,000 victims in America, and there's about 2,800 beds available. So there was a huge gap there. And so I had a very clear vision. I ended up found Thistle Farms in Nashville, Tennessee, and we connected with them and became a sister organization of theirs, and thought it would take about 2 to 4 years to get to where we actually had opened our doors. But I call it God's seed. He opened just about every door to make this possible to where we are today. And we opened our doors within 11 months.
Amy, with something that encompasses so many people through human trafficking, prostitution, and addiction, why do you think there is such a gap or shortage when it comes to places like Holo's Hope?
Well, this is not an easy, you know, realm to really venture into. It's taken on the, in my opinion, the worst form of evil there is in our world. And it's, you know, the numbers are still very skewed because it's a very underreported crime. It's kept very quiet most of the time. And I mean, it's very hard to open a facility. You know, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of research and a lot of planning and prayers and teamwork. And I think there's just a lot of things that could easily get into a person's way if, you know, from starting more of these.
And I know that for many of these women, it started out not as women, but as children, as teenagers.
Absolutely.
So it's something that has been a part of their life for a very long time. This is the life that they know many times.
Absolutely. I know one of our residents was in it for over 40 years from the time she was a child. And then it just, you know, it started as in family, the abuse, and then it went to trafficking and then her marriage. And so it does. I think we often forget that it's, you know, that women choose this lifestyle, and that's just a very wrong misconception. It's not about what they've done. It's about what happened to them. You know, a lot of this is survival and just trying to keep a roof over their head and trying to live.
Are you familiar with Camille Place?
I am.
They just posted a couple of days ago, and I'm excited for them because they had been pursuing construction of a 10,000 square foot home that met the requirements you were talking about, how hard it is to get through that process. But here they are with zero deficiencies in their state inspection, and they're ready to serve young girls that have experienced human trafficking and been through that world.
Right. Yes, they're an amazing organization.
Let's talk about Holo's Hope and what you hope to see, if it's something similar to Camille Place, if you have your own set of goals, obviously, but to think about the future and what you want to see happen.
Yeah, so we're a 2-year program for survivors, and they get, you know, safe housing. It's an undisclosed location. They get medical and dental care, the opportunity for education. If they need to go back and complete their GED, they can do that. They also have the opportunity to work and do financial empowerment. So it's hoping to, you know, change the whole trajectory of their life. And so right now we have one home. We have five beds in this home, and we hope to have about 4 homes total. That's our dream. And we would also like to have a facility where our women can work and sell things that they make, or do a coffee bakery cafe type facility, and so we end up and be a self-sustaining organization is our end goal.
obviously, as you mentioned, it's an undisclosed location, but the general area that served the women that would be impacted the most, would they be in the Shoals area?
We actually accept international as well as within the continental U.S.
Excellent. That's terrific to hear. That's important because there may be someone listening right now or know of someone who needs services and needs help, and it's good to know that the help is available to them wherever they're at. It's not just limited to a certain area.
Right.
Where did the name Holos Hope come from?
So Holos is the Greek word meaning complete or whole. So it translates to complete hope, which is what I wanted these women. I knew that they were going to walk through our doors feeling completely hopeless and broken, and I wanted them to walk out and experience a complete hope in our program.
What other organizations in the area or within the region do you feel that are supporting this human trafficking effort to stop it? I know I've been involved with the human trafficking effort across Alabama, and then in North Alabama, we have an organization there in Huntsville that is focused on stopping human trafficking. Are you connected with those organizations through Holos Hope?
We are with some of them. I actually had a staff member at the task force meeting today. And so we try to, you know, go to those meetings. We have talked with a couple of the other organizations that are in the state, but have made connections with organizations all over the country, really. Even one that will fly, that it's an organization that will specifically fly human trafficking survivors as they're being rescued and, you know, going into a safe house. And so we've been able to make some amazing connections with Homeland Security, the FBI, and then just some other, you know, nonprofits in Alabama as well as across the country.
Amy, my background is law enforcement. I was a police officer and served many communities in North Alabama. And I want people to understand, as they think about human trafficking, this is not something that's happening somewhere else, but it's happening where we are living. So it doesn't matter if it's a small community, a small town, you enjoy going to the grocery store, going out to eat, doing all the things that you like to do in your community, right where you are, no matter how good things are for you, there is someone most likely that's in the world of human trafficking and prostitution right now.
Yes, absolutely. And another statistic is Alabama is the number one state for familial trafficking, which is a family member trafficking another family member.
Yes.
And so you're right. It's so often it's literally in our back door. Our backyard, you know, it could be the person sitting next to you in a pew on Sunday morning. I mean, or, you know, in your child's classroom, there's just no way to know. It is literally everywhere. I know I've found about 6 massage parlors in our small town already just after I started doing this, just noticing things. And so I think it's becoming aware, just that awareness and educating people, you know, to realize that it is here. It's not some foreign concept. It's just in a third world country that we so often think of.
And giving them opportunities to help, to know what to do to help, because a lot of times people don't know what to do to help. And if you'll stick with me, Amy, we'll continue this on the other side, and we'll talk about this fundraiser that's coming up, and we'll also talk about how people can connect with Holos Hope, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Amy Daugherty Thompson. We're glad to have her on the line with Holos Hope, and we're going to share about how you can support this effort when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city, extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we cover a very serious topic, and it is human trafficking, prostitution, drug addiction. We want to try to help the women who are involved in these areas, and we want to try to find a place for them to be able to grow and flourish as people in a way that they never have been able to before. I have on the line with me right now Amy Daugherty Thompson to share about Holos Hope. We have a fundraiser coming up. We want people to buy tickets. We want to have them understand the importance of Holos Hope first, so that they then understand why it's important that they contribute and be a part of this effort. Welcome back to the show, Amy.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this fundraiser. I know it can be difficult to organize a fundraiser, to generate the marketing, to get people's interest piqued where they want to support. And for Holos Hope, you all are trying to get the word out about a special fundraiser that's happening before too long.
Yes, sir. It's August 12th. It's our second annual Fight for Freedom benefit, and it is our main benefit that we've had for the past 2 years to support our organization, because as of right now, we do not rely on any government funding. And so we will be hosting Kayleigh McEnany, the former White House press secretary, will be our keynote speaker. And then we will have Rebecca Bender as our opening speaker. She is a survivor herself. She'll be sharing her story and just how she overcame and used such a horrible situation. And now she is an advocate. She's one of the top sought after people, just with Homeland Security goes to her for answers. And she is an advocate, an author, just an amazing woman. And a night of some other surprises we've got in store, and we're excited about that. And we also have two of our residents that wanted to share their story. We'll have on a video. So it's going to be a great night, and we hope that everyone would come, support us and these women. And it's August 12th at the Shoals Marriott Conference Center at 7:00, and the doors open at 6:30.
Amy, something that stands out to me is the cost of $50,000 per person per year to house these women. And the cost is high, but with the support of many people, that can be taken care of pretty easily, actually. If people determine that they want to help, if they determine that they want to be a part of this effort.
Yes. Yes, it's not, to provide the level of care that we are providing. We didn't want to, cheat these women out of anything that they needed to completely heal as best as they can while they're with us for hopefully the 2 full years. And so it does it, like you said, it costs $50,000 per woman per year. And, that provides, like I said, their medical and dental care, therapy, it was just individual and group therapy, education opportunities, and job training. And so we desperately need all the support we can get from our community across the country. And the tickets are $85 each. We do have a group rate available. and people can purchase tickets. If they go to our Facebook and Instagram, we have a link there that they can purchase online, or they can also call our office or email us to purchase tickets.
Yes, that office number is 256-810-5334 or info@holoshope.org. That's HOLOSHOPE.org. And as you mentioned, holoshope.org, the website, people can go. It's very easy. There it is. When I'm looking at the website, the second annual Fight for Freedom benefit coming up at the Marriott Conference Center at 10 Hightower Place, Florence, Alabama. For those who are in the Shoals area and the surrounding area, most are familiar with the Marriott Conference Center. It's not a hard place to find. August the 12th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. On the website, there's also a QR code if people want to scan that, and they can purchase tickets that way as well.
Yes, sir.
And beyond this event, beyond this time, because you need long-term support. I realize this. This is a big effort, a big fundraiser for you all, and you need people now to jump on board to say that I'm going to be part of this for the long term. And it might be something where someone says, well, I can't give out a big chunk of money right now, but over a period of time, maybe I've seen people contribute, say, $20 or $25 a month and make that commitment to say they will contribute for a period of time, and that can be easier for some people.
Yes, absolutely. We have a system set up for monthly donors, and we have some, you know, that give multiple hundreds of dollars a month, and we have some that give $5, and that $5 is just important to us as a $500 monthly donation, because it takes every little penny to make this happen. And so we have some churches that do donation drives for us, which are a huge blessing for toiletries and cleaning supplies, arts and crafts supplies for the women to do. So anything like that we are always needing as well.
I'm very impressed, Amy, that you were able to get Kaylee and Rebecca both to come to this fundraising event. How do you go about asking for help that way?
I just emailed and contacted both of their bureaus that, I guess, booked them for organizations, and just told them about our mission and who we are, and they both immediately said yes, that they wanted to come be a part of it.
That's wonderful. I'm excited for you, Amy, and I do hope that this event is very successful as you continue on your mission of Holos Hope and the team there. Let's talk a little bit about the team of people that it takes, because obviously it's not just you. There are a lot of people who are involved with this to make it a successful mission.
Yes, I have an amazing team from the beginning, and it's growing. And have an amazing board as well. And right now the staff is my, staff members are myself. And then we have just hired a new therapist about 3 weeks ago. And so she's freshly on board. We have a residential manager. And then we have another lady that just kind of is hands-on and does just about everything. So right now there's four of us on staff. And then we have our board. And like I said, hope to expand that and grow in the future.
Well, we wish you well, Amy, and anything the Mark White Show can do to help to move your effort forward, just stay in touch and let me know. And again, give out the social media platforms where people can connect.
So we are on Facebook and Instagram, and it's at Holos Hope. And the link to purchase tickets is in the Instagram bio, and then as well as on the Facebook page, there's a link on our post. We're posting just about daily about the event and different statistics, so they can go and scroll the feed and easily find the link to purchase a ticket.
Excellent. Again, holoshope.org. Go and be a part of the second annual Fight for Freedom benefit to support Holos Hope. And I encourage you to go find the different platforms and connect with Holos Hope and find a way that you can help. You may eventually be helping someone that you know, that you care about within your community. And it may be that the money that you now contribute, that you support, will go to help someone that you know and love. Even if it's someone you don't know, you're helping those who have gone through some major trauma in their life, some major struggles, and they need our support. They need to know that we care, that we're there to support them, and I hope that you'll do just that. And Amy Daugherty Thompson, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
These are my kind of people.